Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness.
God, thank you for showing your faithfulness to all generations.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God has shown himself faithful in all things, may we reflect the faithfulness of God. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon here on American Family Radio. American Family Radio is what you're listening to, and Share-a-thon is 3 days in the fall. We do this in the spring for 3 days as well, where we just come to you and tell you what our financial needs are, because we do have financial needs. We're a ministry that operates 184 Christian radio stations across the country. And so that costs a lot of money, folks, and we appreciate your help to help us stay on the air in your community and to even expand to other communities. So many places we go, we hear from people within weeks or months, and they say, you know what, I was already a Christian, but I had no idea what was happening in our country or in our world. I was sheltered, and now my eyes have been opened, and I feel like I'm empowered and I can do something and pray for our country, elect the right people, get involved, make a difference. And so that's what American Family Radio does oftentimes is, yes, we do try to share Christ with the lost world, but we also try to educate and inform and equip the Christian community. So we get a lot of response from believers who say, thank you for finally opening my eyes to what's going on. That's what we do here at American Family Radio, part of what we do anyway, and we appreciate you coming alongside with us and helping us financially so we can pay the bills and stay on the radio, stay on the air. Now, if you want to give to AFR, and please be as generous as you can, this is our Share-a-thon. So this is the last day, 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's the last day that we'll be talking about this, okay? So the phone number is to reach us, to make a gift, to be as generous as you can. Don't be as stingy as you can. And be as generous as you can. Right, Ed?
Absolutely. That's correct.
Okay. The phone number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And the website is AFR.net. I'm Tim with Ed. And Walker, what's our theme for this Share-a-thon?
Our theme this year is proclaiming God's faithfulness, proclaiming God's faithfulness. And here are two things that you will get for your gift of these amounts here. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a pack of our 2017 Christmas wristbands. These are great. You can wear them and share them with your family, friends, church members. So one-time gift of $150 will qualify you for the wristbands. Secondly, for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will receive the Christmas wristbands that I just mentioned, and you will receive our latest children's DVD, Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3, which is an award-winning film. So you can get those for $30 of a month or more. You will receive both the wristbands and the DVD. And for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the wristbands.
All right, Steve Jordahl is in with us this hour. Steve's on our news team here at American Family Radio and onenewsnow.com. Good morning, Steve. What's happening?
Good morning. Before we get into this, I'd just like to say I came in this morning at 6 o'clock to sit on the phones, and I sat next to Birthday Dave today. We have some of the coolest people ever answering the phones out there. If you call in with your pledge, just love our listeners to death. And these people will come in here and give their time. I can't say enough about them. I'd love to tell you about more about Birthday Day, but we got news to get to. But
People are going to know. No, you better tell us, because we're going to be calling.
If you call and happen to get Birthday Dave, all you have to do is tell him your birth date, and he'll tell you exactly what day of the week that was. right away with the top of his head without looking at anything. He just knows.
He has this uncanny ability to tell you what day you were born on.
That was a Thursday.
You tell him the date, and the year.
I was born March 21, 1960, and he said immediately, "Oh, that was a Tuesday."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the only problem with that, Dave does that. He's a listener, longtime listener from the Jackson, Mississippi area. He does that, but because we don't know if he's right or wrong.
Oh, I looked it up.
He
was right.
We're impressed. And we say, "Oh, I don't know. I guess you know." I'm kidding.
My wife grew up with Dave.
Yeah.
And I've known him since almost as long as I've known Diane. He's right.
He's
right. When he says it,
he's amazing. Right.
What day you're born on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you won't want to find a nicer guy ever.
Yeah. Right.
We have some folks. By the way, maybe we can get somebody in here.
I'll go get somebody.
Yeah. From Indiana. We got some Indiana or Minnesota folks out there.
Yeah.
Folks who've driven
Minnesota.
Here's the number real quick if you want to talk to one of our volunteers and donate to AFR Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. The phone number is 877-616-2396.
Okay, we got Alex McFarland. Is Alex on right now? Let's go ahead and talk to Alex, and then we'll get to Steve. We got an hour with Steve.
That's right.
Or at least we have 45 minutes left. Dr. Alex McFarland is with us. He's with us most Thursdays. Alex is co-host of the radio program Exploring the Word each afternoon at 3:05 Central Time on American Family Radio, which is basically an on-the-air Bible study, on-the-radio Bible study, live, in most cases, a live on-the-air Bible study. And that show is a big part of our afternoon lineup. You know, we talk politics, news of the day, hard news, and then we break in the middle of the afternoon to study the Word of God, which gives us perspective and solace and lets us remember who we're serving here on earth and that there's hope for the future, right? Amen?
That's right.
So Alex is with us, Dr. Alex McFarland. Good morning, or good afternoon for you, Alex. How are you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
Are you in the great state of North Carolina today?
Well, actually, I'm in the great city of Florence, South Carolina, where there are so many wonderful AFR listeners, and I'm preaching at a church called Emmanuel Baptist tonight through Sunday night, and just had a great service last night and met a lot of listeners who faithfully listen to the programs and support, and they're just a big part of the extended American family ministry.
What are you preaching on tonight?
Well, tonight I'm going to be preaching on seven challenges to the Christian worldview, seven challenges in our culture that really stand against Christianity, like this enforced pluralism and relativism, and really what I'm going to spend a little bit of time explaining, egalitarianism, this belief that there's no difference between males and females.
Where'd that come from, by the way? That's kind of new, isn't it?
Well, you know, I would say it's an outgrowth of, for one thing, evolution, and the other thing, really kind of the sexual revolution of the 1960s and the women's lib movement of the 70s. Gloria Steinem and Bella Abzug, I don't know if everybody knows these names, but just the idea that if you say that there are distinctives between females and males, you're a woman hater, you're misogynistic, you're chauvinistic. And let me say this, in the Christian worldview, men and women are equal in terms of their value, personhood, dignity, made in the image of God. But, you know, physiologically, we're unique. There are differences, and that's not a bad thing to recognize. But, you know, we're in a time where there's this enforced egalitarianism, you know, even in the church,
What's wrong with a man who thinks he's a woman?
Well, for one thing, I'll give you like Dr. Paul McHugh of Johns Hopkins, who is not a Christian that I know of and is a PhD psychiatrist, would say a man who thinks he's a woman needs counseling because he's delusional, has mental problems. And let me just say, we are headed further and further into societal anarchy if we don't recognize, and again, this is not bias or any kind of hatred or anything like that, but to recognize that males and females are different and especially to teach appropriate gender boundaries and roles to children, that's an important thing for an ordered society.
Alex, you know, I heard, I hope this is kind of appropriate, but I heard Ben Shapiro one time talking about this issue, because I agree with you. I think this, it even goes back to the fact that this is all coming out of a war against God, and it makes it clear from Genesis chapter 1 that when God created mankind, he created them male and female, that God created. And so if you're going to war against God, you're going to war against the created order that he fashioned.
Right.
But Ben Shapiro one time said, and I think it's a great argument, because it was true of me. I was present for the birth of my two children. And years and years and years ago, men waited out in another room, and then they started making men go into the labor room, and that can be pretty intense. But Ben Shapiro said, "I saw my children born," okay, and he said, "I don't care how many surgeries Bruce Jenner has or how many drugs he takes, that can never happen with Bruce Jenner." Which means he can never be a woman, no matter what
That's
he wears,
right.
and that, I mean, that is true. I mean, any of us who have seen children born know there is at least that difference between men and women. A man cannot give birth to a child, and it doesn't matter what they think in their minds. I agree with your Johns Hopkins, professor. This is akin to someone who's anorexic, who is skinny as a rail, and yet sees themselves as being fat. There is something going on in the brain that is a denial of reality. So anyway, I'm going to get off my hobby horse there.
Let me throw this in here. I was doing the research. We did this video a couple of years ago with American Family Studios on the 21 toughest questions your kids will ask about God. And I was doing research, came across a neurosurgeon named Frances Jensen, and she's a specialist in adolescent psychological development, and I was looking at some of her research. Not at all Christian. Her research on the teenage brain, Frances Jensen, MD, makes no pretense of being Christian. And I saw this quote, it really leapt out at me. It said, quote, "that males and females are different is scientifically indisputable."
Yeah. Well, Ed hit the nail on the head, and that is this is part of the culture war, and that is the war on God, and the war on God expressed in the with human sexuality is part of it is trying to break down the differences between the sexes,
right?
That God lays out in Genesis, and has been a part of our human experience and understanding. And now we're told if we don't pretend that a man is a woman because he's in a dress and says he's a woman, if you don't buy into that, you're a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just the world's turned upside down in many respects. And this is intentional, and it's fundamentally an attack on God and his moral order. And
it's also simultaneously an elevation of man, because this is also going, you know, parallel to this is this idea that you are in charge of your own life, and whatever you say is true, even if you say, Tim, that you're a woman, I cannot say you're wrong because this is your reality. I mean, it's really pretty extraordinary that, you know, that. Yeah.
But, you know, that doesn't, like we've been pointed out before, that only applies to the gender argument. I can't say I'm an Eskimo, because you would laugh in my face and say, "You're not an Eskimo, you're an Anglo."
Do you remember Rachel Dolezal?
Yes.
Rachel Dolezal.
She's a woman who thought she was a black. She's white who thought she was a black.
And she identified, quote unquote, as an African American. And she lost her job with the NAACP. And everybody said, well, just identifying doesn't make it reality.
Right.
But yet, the transgender party line, if you will, says that if you identify as the gender opposite of what you were born, it does make it so.
Popular culture is bought all into this. That's why Bruce Jenner, who calls himself Caitlyn, got the bravery award by ESPN. I predict, I'm going to predict this one day, this will happen. Then we got to move on to our next topic here, get back to Sherathon. I think one day Bruce Jenner will reverse himself. Should he live that long, and go back to being
identifying
as a man, again? Because I really do. I think
he's admitted publicly in interviews that he regrets his decision.
Well, he goes out to the golf course. You know, he doesn't go to the women's tees. I've heard. You know,
is that right?
Well.
I know some women who don't go to the women's tees. So,
well, my point is, when he goes out to the golf course and starts hitting golf balls, everybody knows he's not a woman. Okay,
right.
All right, then, because why? So, but I guess you have to pretend like he is.
Can I say something completely insensitive?
Please do.
Yeah,
wouldn't be the first time.
It wouldn't be the first time. Listen, if you live most of your life as a man, and then you become a woman, and you've got to fix your hair. I mean, women, when they go out, dress to the T's, makeup and all that, that is a lot of work. Why do you go from just stepping out of the shower, you ruffle your hair a little bit, you don't even have to shave, you throw on your clothes, you go out. Why do you go from that to saying, oh, I got to put makeup on, I got to make sure my nails are done, my hair has to be perfect.
And if that's true.
And I got to wear heels?
And if that's true for a beautiful woman like you're married to, Ed, think of how hard it must be for a guy who wants to pretend he's a woman.
I don't know. I'm just asking for trouble.
We're digressing.
Yeah, we're
past
off.
Digression.
We're seriously off.
All right,
off
Alex, what are you going to be talking about this afternoon? Are you going to be doing the program?
Yes. Well, we're still in charathon mode till end of day today, and so I want to encourage people to support. Everywhere we go, we meet people who have either come to the Lord or come back to the Lord through American Family Radio and through Exploring the Word. So please, folks, pray and be involved and support, and your donation will help send the gospel of Jesus to some spiritually needy people throughout our country and world. So share-a-thon today, and we hope people will be involved and support.
Thank you, Alex. Take care, brother.
Bless you.
Dr. Alex McFarland, who's co-host of the program Exploring the Word each afternoon with Brother Bert Harper at 3:05 Central Time on American Family Radio. Check that out. I'm sure you'll be encouraged and inspired by their program. Let me give you the phone number for share-a-thon, and then back to Steve. I tell you what, let's hear a listener testimony, and then we'll come back and go back to Steve.
Hi, this is Jane from Indiana, and I just wanted to thank you for American Family Radio and the wonderful programming. I spend probably the majority of my day listening to your programming. I feel like we should be on a best friend basis. My favorite programs are Exploring the Word, and Today's Issues is always great. Again, thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for your part in blessing the lives of so many families in ways that you'll probably only find in heaven someday, but you've certainly stored up your treasures well. Mm. Thank you.
Wow, what a blessing that was to hear that. Did she say Today's Issues is great? Is that what she said, this show?
I
can neither confirm nor deny that report.
I think she said
did
she
say
was
that?
Great. Yeah, play it again. play it again. Can you pull that up again, Brent?
You're going to be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, I'll play that one more time. Yeah.
Hi, this is Jane from Indiana, and I just wanted to thank you for American Family Radio and the wonderful programming. I spend probably the majority of my day listening to your programming. I feel like we should be on a best friend basis. My favorite programs are Exploring the Word, and Today's Issues is always great. Again, thank you so much for all you do, and thank you for your part in blessing the lives of so many families in ways that you'll probably only find in heaven someday, but you've certainly stored up your treasures well.
Hey, Jane, you didn't have to say that Today's Issues was great.
And
I missed that the first
go-around. Somebody didn't have to say it twice.
It's always great.
It's always great. You didn't have to say our program was always great, but we appreciate you saying it was always great.
And we appreciate your honesty.
And that might be the only time we get told that.
steal JJ's line.
Have you sent her the check yet?
I have not. Hey, thank you. That was very sweet and kind comments from Jane in Indiana, who listens to American Family Radio. All right, Walker, let's give the phone number for those who, like Jane, appreciate AFR, and they have not given to us during Share-a-thon. This is the last day, so it's time to get on board and help us because we need to meet our goals by 7 p.m. Central Time this evening. We're at 1.586 million dollars. That's $1.5 million. We need to be at $2 million by the time we close out.
Let's go ahead and set a goal till we're off the air. We're going to be off the air in 36 minutes at 12 Central. Let's set a goal for $1.6 million. Right now, as Dad mentioned, we're at $1.58 million. So we got about roughly $20,000, $13,000 left in the next 30 minutes or so. So let's go ahead and raise that and reach $1.6 million this hour. Here's the phone number to call, 877-616-2396. The phone number to call in here to AFR Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. You can visit AFR.net.
And you know what? We're not going to leave you empty-handed. Now, folks, if you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a pack of our green Christmas wristbands. It's white lettering on green background. Keep Christ in Christmas. For a monthly gift of $30 or more, we will send you the Christmas wristbands and a DVD copy of Ryan DeFrady's Secret Agent, Episode 3. This is an award-winning animated kids, a cartoon. These are very funny, and the kids love them. My grandkids watch them all the time. That is for a monthly gift of $30 or more. I like what Walker has done. He has challenged our Today's Issues listeners, and as we just heard, okay, this show is great. Okay, we just heard that. We heard it twice.
And it wasn't from us.
No, that's right.
It was from an outside objective observer.
Yes. Objective. So, folks, let's let the Today's Issues listening audience speak loudly here on our third day of Share-a-thon, proclaiming God's faithfulness. Amen. Let's get to 1.6 million. That's a tall order. It is $13,000, just under $13,000. Please call 877-616-2396.
Sell whatever you have to sell, but make but make sure we get to the 1.6 million. That's what we're saying?
Well, you can say whatever
all we
you
need
want.
Is one person to sell their car, and we've reached 1.6.
That's what I'm just one.
One person,
and it's just a car.
Right.
I mean,
right. And give it to American Family Radio, and there you go. We're at 1.6 million.
Now our enemies are going to say we're telling little old ladies to sell their cars.
I don't. They no, can be 16 year olds, as far as I'm concerned.
If you're a little old lady out there, do not sell your car to give.
Steve Jordahl.
Yeah, I don't
breaking
wanna,
news.
I don't want to guilt anybody into giving. Right. I'm just saying that the number 1-877. Dial this 1-877-61-OBEY-6.
All right, now I'm confused.
That's what it translates. That's what you spell out with our number.
Obey
61-OBEY-6.
Did we plan it that way? Six. This is what he's saying.
I don't think that was planned.
It's a code.
Yeah. But I mean, you know how you call, dial 1-800-EAT-FREE or whatever.
Yeah.
This one, our number translates to 1-877-61-OBEY-6. So I'm not saying this is God speaking, but it might be God speaking.
Well, you're technically, it's Steve Jordahl speaking, but you're saying that
I might
the
be
number,
speaking for God.
It's not God, but it may be Charlton Heston.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Right. Either way. Here's the number, 877-616-2396.
We're live video streaming on Facebook. If you want to watch some pros at work here, you can do that at Facebook Live for Today's Issues. I'm Tim Wildman with Evan Tagliano, Walker Wildman, and Steve
Jordahl.
Can I just
say one other thing just to encourage our listening audience?
You're going to anyway. Go ahead.
If 13 people gave $1,000, we would hit the 1.6.
We're
going
to get there.
Mark.
I think we're going to get to 1.6 million before we go off the air in 30 minutes.
Let's do it.
Our listeners are coming through.
They are. We've actually gone up. Our pledges per hour have gone up since Walker issued the obedience challenge.
So how do you
We've gone to 1.588. Since we've been talking,
I just want to do like $1,000. I just want to do like it. Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Can I say one thing?
You're going to anyway, right? American Family Radio Share-a-thon continues. The last day. We'll be closing down this at 7 o'clock tonight, folks, and back to our regular programming. So
great programming.
If you that's right.
Always great programming.
If you want to help us out and you believe in what we're doing here at AFR and you want us to stay on the air in your community, We're passing the offering plate. Would you please make a contribution? Back momentarily with more of today's issues on AFR.
For 40 years, the American Family Association has been here to inform, equip, and activate people like you to strengthen the moral foundations of America.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah with Turning Point. I hope you'll join me in congratulating my friends as they celebrate their 40th year of ministry. May God continue to be their strength and shield and give them many more years of building up believers and giving aid to the church around the world.
My name is Charles. I'm calling from Georgia. When I get in my truck in the morning and heading to work and during the workday, I keep it on AFR in the morning and during the day because it encourages me so much. I'm going through a very rough situation with my son right now. He's very rebellious. I'm just trying to be a good father and get through the situation. And I appreciate all you guys do.
Peace. Be still. Why are you so afraid?
Our nation is in the throes of an especially treacherous hurricane season. The magnitude of devastation is heartbreaking. But with heartbreak comes hope. Faithful believers are going in after the storms to help survivors.
We have seen the hand of God, which no man can control.
Disasters bring an opportunity for you and I to show Jesus.
Whether hurricanes, disease, financial ruin, or even loss of life, God is faithful through the storm. Even the wind and the waves obey Him. As He is faithful, may we continue to be faithful to share God's love. A reminder from the American Family Association.
It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. As God is faithful to us, may we be faithful to share His love. Call now with your support at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. American Family Radio, proclaiming God's faithfulness.
Hey, welcome back to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. This is the last day of Share-a-thon. Share-a-thon is the 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring that we tell you what our financial needs are here at American Family Radio. You know, you listen to AFR, say in your car, you don't put a credit card in the CD player to pay for us, right? It's free. It's free. So American Family Radio is free anywhere and everywhere. So that being the case, we still have to pay our bills and we have to raise money so we can stay on the air in your community, and we can continue to expand our radio network, because the more people learn the truth about God and about the Bible and about Jesus Christ, the more lives are changed, the better off our families are, the better off our communities are, the better off our communities are, the better off our country is. Amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen? That was pretty good.
Amen.
Thank you.
That's good preaching right there.
Thank you. Say, somebody say that'll preach.
That'll
preach right there.
Yeah, somebody say that dog will hunt.
You're soliciting support.
Well.
You want us to put the.
Ed's a pastor. He knows every once in a while you need an amen.
Come on,
yeah,
guys.
That's about as often as I got the, or, the thumbs up.
My favorite is the. In the churches where they say the pastor's preaching, and there's always that one or two guys out in the congregation who go, "Come on!"
Yeah. Well, when I first came down to Mississippi, I said, "Now that dog will preach," and nobody seemed to respond. I don't know what the deal was.
You got your metaphors mixed up.
It's not exactly rocket surgery.
So you thought you were gonna come on down and fit in. And so you asked somebody what should I say? And they said you should say that dog will hunt. And then Ed said, "That dog will preach." And everybody looked at him like, "Where's this boy from?"
That's right. Here. You ain't from around here, are you, boy?
You heard that more than once.
Oh, many times.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues, so on the American Family Radio Network. That's the name of the show. We'll be here till noon. We're not normally here till noon. Dr. Alistair Begg's Bible teaching program. We'll be back tomorrow, okay? We'll be back on the air tomorrow. Let me just tell you, Our goal here on this show in the next 26 minutes is to be at $1.6 million by the time. That's for total. That's total for Sheraton, by the way, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's not this hour.
Right.
Okay. We wish that were the case, but it's not. Yeah. But we're
that's less than $10,000, folks. You can do that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. We're at 1.590. So yeah, less than $10,000 we need to make our goal of 1.6 by the time we end this hour. Here's the phone number to give. And as Walker said earlier, if you need to sell something to help us. don't sell a kidney now. They don't want you to go that far.
Well, you wouldn't be able to get that done in time.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
by the end of the year.
You could pledge it, though.
Yeah. Well, that is bad.
A kidney a month.
That is bad, Walker.
I will donate a kidney a month for the next 2 months.
Walker Wildman, my son. Whose example have you been following your whole life when you say things like that?
I'm not going to expound on this.
I know it's not me.
I played the fifth.
I am a serious-minded man, and I would never tell you to say something like sell a kidney. To give so you can support AFR. The phone number to reach us here on today's issues is 877, or no, the phone number to reach us here to make a gift to our Share-a-thon is toll-free 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We answer the phone. Our phone volunteers are answering the phone right now. We're looking at them. So we're looking at them there. We're answering the phone right here. You're not... You know, ringing somewhere, calling somewhere around the world. You're calling right here in the good old U.S. of A., where American Family Radio is broadcasting. AFR.net on the Internet. AFR.net on the Internet. Walker, you want to introduce our next guest? Because we do so much here at AFA and AFR and maybe people don't know about.
Yes. In studio, we have Rob Chambers, who is the Vice President of AFA Action, which is the governmental affairs affiliate of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. Welcome to the studio, Rob.
Hey, thanks, Walker. Thanks. Appreciate y'all listening in.
So many folks know that we report news on the radio, et cetera, but also we try to equip and inform voters every election cycle on each candidate. Now, as a 501c3, we can't endorse candidates, but we can provide voting information and facts on candidates so then our listeners can make up their own mind on who to vote for. Mm-hmm. So tell our listeners a little bit about the voter guide.
Yeah, what AFA Action does is a 501c4 organization. What we do is provide voter information to help voters become a more informed voter. We also help voters to understand the significance of voting in primaries and help them understand what that's where they can make one of the most significant differences, because typically only a 1-2% increase and the voter turnout in a primary can have significant impact on an election. So, but go back to the 2016 election. So, what AFA Action did was basically provide voter guide on the differences between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. So that certainly our listeners would know there's a significant difference there. But one thing we made pointed out heavily is, and repeatedly, is the differences between the judicial appointments that would come from Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And so we help people to understand that the a Hillary Clinton appointment to the Supreme Court would be an endorsement or a doubling down of the secular progressive agenda. Mm-hmm. That's who Hillary would have put in place. And so that's what we help people to understand, and we help encourage them to turn out and vote in their precinct, and encourage their family and friends to vote as well.
Amen.
What about Judge Roy Moore in Alabama? We've been involved in that particular race, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Is Judge Roy Moore, is he liberal or conservative?
Judge Roy Moore is for the listeners who may not know, Judge Roy Moore challenged Senator Luther Strange for Senate U.S. Senate seat in Alabama. And Judge Moore is a constitutional conservative Christian, mm-hmm. and AFA Action endorsed Judge Moore early in the election. We looked at his position, and it was just without question the right thing to do to endorse Judge Moore. He defeated Senator Strange handily, and so now he faces
that was in a primary.
That was in a primary election.
There's a special election coming up in December.
That's correct,
and that will be between Judge Roy Moore
And Brandon Jones,
who's the Democrat,
right?
Brandon or Doug?
Excuse me, Doug.
Doug Jones. Doug, yep. So that's in December. So I bring that up because it's a special election
right.
to replace Jeff Sessions,
yes.
who is now the AG. So his the winner of that will be. So we could be looking at if Judge Moore wins, Senator Roy.
Senator Roy Moore. That would be a significant
you would like
addition.
That?
I would like that. I would like that. Tim, as you said, he would have someone. Ted Cruz would now have someone to hold him accountable.
Right.
There you go.
Hey, I would like right. to. If I could add another thing is, I work with AFA Action, but one thing that has been left out, I think, in the election review of 2016 is really the significant impact that AFA had on the election process. Oftentimes, we don't toot our own horn, but I think it's important for listeners to know when they are giving what they're giving to. Not only are you receiving commentary on politics and legislation and cultural issues, but also you're supporting an organization who George Barna, who is a pollster, a very well respected pollster and a researcher in the Christian community, and based on a study in a survey that he performed, he rated AFA as the number 4 organization having the most positive cultural change in the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. And also rated our president, Tim Wildman, as in the top 10, number 6 among the media personalities having most impact on that 2016 election. So when you're considering giving, I would actually to go beyond considering, but to give and to understand that AFA is indeed making a difference, and it's a recognizable difference.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rob. And we did, and I'm not talking about myself here personally, but the ministry did play a big role in the election in 2016, and George Barna surveyed Christians across the country.
Absolutely.
To find that to be true.
Yeah.
And we're proud of that fact in the right way, because we encourage people to be active and involved and informed.
In a sense, we're proud of our people.
Exactly.
Who went out
absolutely.
To vote. And,
Steve, you want to say something?
Well, I was going to say exactly what Ed said. It's not like AFR goes to the poll, to the polling, or calls a congressman. We tell you, our listeners, what's going on, and you have
right.
been
exactly.
incredibly
yes.
responsive.
Amen.
So.
All right, so where do I find out more about your work in politics?
Listeners, if y'all would go to afaaction.net, afaaction.net, there online you'd be able to access our online voter guide, where in upcoming elections you will be able to tell where candidates stand on a variety of issues, where their political finance contributions come from, who they give money to, and where they are on a particular scale of very liberal to very conservative.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate
you.
It. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed Walker and Steve. Well,
we've got a lot of folks.
We got a lot of folks who are helping us answer the phone from around the country out here. And we have one gentleman in studio with us. Bruce from Vincennes, Indiana. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Tim.
Or afternoon, where you're from, right?
Yes.
Aren't you Eastern time zone?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay. Now, you drove up. Put the microphone up there where you can, or where we can hear you better. We wanted to have you in to tell us what you're going to sell so American Family Radio can reach.
Thanks.
I mean, we didn't want to put you on the spot, but I mean, come on, Bruce.
Okay. 10 fingers, I can get rid of a couple of them, probably.
You got a couple rings there, probably can
I got
sell.
One.
No,
I don't
let's
think
not take
I,
that one.
I better
let's
not take that'll that be one. A costly one.
Now, just to kind of explain what we're doing here, we wanted to get to $1.6 million. This is the three-day share-a-thon total so far.
Right.
$1.6 million, we wanted to get there during this show, and we are within $4,000.
And we're
of
within,
making that.
And we're within 14 minutes.
That's right. So that's why we're encouraging folks, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Our Today's Issues listeners, we want to get to that $1.6 million mark.
In all seriousness, Bruce, you drove down here.
Yes, sir.
From Vincennes, Indiana.
Yes, sir.
So you listened. Tell us your story.
Okay. I started listening to AFR accidentally at first. It was probably 9 years ago in Vincennes. I was randomly going through the stations, and I hit it, and I hit it in the afternoon, and I believe it was Brian that was on. And at first, I was listening to him, and I've told him this story before, and he enjoyed it. I was listening, and I didn't really agree with anything he said, but he kept me informed. I mean, I kept listening. For some reason, I kept going back every afternoon listening to it. And like I said, at first, it took me a while, and I told him, I said, Brian, I said, at first, I love to hate you, and then I love to love you. I said, because as I started analyzing my life and what I was going through and what our country was going through and what our state was going through, I started reanalyzing my thoughts and my views and my purpose, and it started making sense. So ever since, I've been just hooked on AFR.
Now, were you a Christian at the time?
I thought I was, yes.
Okay.
I claimed to be.
So you were maybe a churchgoer.
Yeah, I was a churchgoer. Yeah. I attended church every
Sunday. So listening to American Family Radio, I don't know, how would you characterize it? Did it cause you to rededicate your life to Christ?
Amen, yes, it did. It really did.
So you were sort of nominal up until that point. I got you.
Yes.
That's one of the things we've talked about here is how many, when we go on the air in a community, not only are we sharing the good news of Christ to people who don't even know the Lord, but so many people are already Christians, and they tune in and they go, well, I was already Christian, but I didn't have any idea about all this that AFR is talking about.
Exactly. And I tell you what, it opened up my mind to so many new possibilities. And coming down here was one of those possibilities. The first couple of years I listened, I didn't even think about coming down, but God put something on my heart. And one day they made that invitation to come down if you could.
Yeah.
And they give the phone number and Deanna's name, and I called and got to Deanna, and and she was such a wonderful person. And
she is.
And I thought I'd have to make all my arrangements myself, and she's like, no, we take care of that for you.
Okay, Bruce, got to ask you this. You've observed our facilities here and our staff and everything like that. Do you think think it's too opulent to have the gold plated bathroom fixture?
No, that's just in your private.
Do you think that's true? Do you think that's a waste of ministry money, or how would you? What do you say to our supporters listening out there?
I say that nothing goes wasted here. It's okay. Wonderful. The people are wonderful. They're just like family. I've been coming down now since I did start coming. I've been coming down for probably 5 years now.
Yeah.
And I make it a regular vacation now, and I bring my wife when she's able to come.
Thank you, brother. Well, amen. God bless you. You're representative of thousands and thousands of listeners all over America, because AFR, you know, we're a national radio ministry, so we reach people in the Hoosier State all the way to, you know, all the way across the country. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. There's Bruce. He's a listener from Indiana, Vincennes, Indiana, and drove down to Tupelo.
He's been doing that for 5 years, coming down here.
Yeah, and helping us answer the phones. Because from time to time, we do get people who call in from other regions of the country, and they say, I can't understand you, to one of our, because we get a, you know, one of our.
Deep. You might have someone from Arkansas and someone from Indiana, so you got a.
Here's the number before we jump to Steve. I know he's eager to get to some news items that he's brought up.
We've been
here.
Putting Steve off for an hour.
I know. We got to get
he's
to Steve.
He's getting antsy over here.
Steve feels that this is very important. What
hey,
we're
here's
doing
the number
right
to call if you want to hear Steve tell his news
hey,
story.
Hey, we're under $3,000.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
We're getting there, aren't we?
From our 1.6, and we've got 12
we
minutes to go.
We can do this, people.
We can do this.
Here's the number, then let's get to Steve's news articles. 877-616-2396. Call in 877-616-2396.
Do you have? I know we need. Do you have? Brent, I got to ask you something. Do you have some of that music that you hear in the movies that makes your heart race?
In a world,
and you know, where we only need two. You know something about? Give me some
like Jaws.
Do you have any background?
No, he's
music
talking
at
about
all?
This kind of this triumphant sounding music, Da-da. Like you know.
It's the Weather Channel does this during their hurricane watch.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's movie trailer music.
It's movie trailer music. It's anticipation music. It's I feel like I need to be running from something music. If you can find
or it's
that.
The battle at the gate, you know, the swelling music of the collision of good and evil.
I hear something.
That's not really it.
Well, but no, but we don't have time to search.
That's
good. We're going to have to go. Turn that up a little bit. Okay, we're down to... We just got
to get to Steve. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to see if I can find something.
We got to $1.6 million. We're getting to 1.6. We're under $2,000, and you're going to help us get there, folks. We're going to get there. As the music plays in the background and you run, okay, to get away from the music or the whatever's the unknown thing is that you run from
the monster under the bed?
I guess so. Well, Ed is over here.
I'm going to play some movie music. I'm going to play some movie music.
How?
We're going to have it. I'm going to have it played.
Oh, you are.
When we're ready to get to the news, you let me know, and I'll play some movie music.
Ed Battagliano here is going over to help out our producer.
If we don't get to Steve in the news, we're not going to. Poor Steve.
You think we got time when we're about to get to 1.6? We're at 1.599 right now.
I'm not sure.
1.599. We're going to get there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get to 1.6, and we're going to have a Christian party of some kind here. How do Christians?
I think they party by listening to the news.
Party.
Yeah.
Party. No alcohol, though.
And no dancing in the fellowship hall.
No. Outside, you can dance.
Yeah.
Don't dance in the fellowship hall, right? All right. So 1.599. I hate to get into some hard news that takes 5 or 7 minutes to explain when we're getting to our amount here. Where did Ed go, Brent? Where did he go?
No telling.
Ed just left the room.
I think the Russians
abducted him?
Yeah. Aliens.
Our aliens abducted him? Ed left the room. We got in. Turn that music up. I don't think Ed liked that. He didn't think that was good enough right there. Where'd he go? Okay. So he wanted something else.
Yeah.
He's going to look for something else. You're listening to Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. Steve, you got anything you can give us in 2 minutes?
I got news.
3 minutes?
Can we kill the music?
Kill the music. I didn't like that word kill, but anyway, go ahead. Stop the music.
So I wanted to just kind of tie up what we were talking about earlier, that hearing that was going on in Washington yesterday with Jeff Sessions. He came across Senator Al Franken, and they were talking about things. Well, in fact, they kept on going. Brent, this is from the Russia files. And thank you. So,
woohoo,
Senator.
Woohoo, Steve. We just
look at that. Yeah, that's 1.6 million.
I'm sorry, I know, Steve. You felt like I was interrupting you, and I was. But look, we went over 1. It's a celebration.
There you know, we did it.
Good job, everybody. Good job, listeners.
You. We went over $1.6 million. That was our goal. There was no match, nothing going on. We weren't, there's no gimmicks. We just straight up asked you to call and give and help us to make $1.6 million. And we have, Ed.
And we have some music.
We have some music. No, we'll get it. We've interrupted poor Steve over here 8 times. He's about to take a knee if we keep doing this.
Here's our superhero music.
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing it. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
when your heart gets racing, and that's the kind of music we needed to anticipate.
That's right. In the next 7 minutes, folks, listening to this music, we want to get to 1.7 million. You can do it.
Oh, we've just raised the bar from 10 feet to 12 feet, the basketball goal. Hey, thank you, everybody, who helped us make 1.6 million. God bless you. We appreciate it. That was so exciting to see us do that with our Today's Issues listeners. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi.
Well, I had to tell them.
No, I think it's important. It is. Well, it's fantastic. Thank you, everybody, for doing that. From the Russian files, as we were talking about, this is an interaction between Senator Al Franken, who just doesn't want to give up the Russian connection, mm-hmm. and Jeff Sessions. This was what they said. Number
the truth,
four, Brent, yes.
You started to qualify your answer. Since you have qualified your denial to say that you did not, quote, discuss issues of the campaign with Russians, what, in your view, constitutes issues of the campaign?
Well, let me just say this without hesitation, that I conducted no improper discussions with Russians at any time regarding a campaign or any other item facing this country.
Okay, how do you know?
I want to say that first. Now, that's been the suggestion that you've raised and others, that it was somehow we had conversations that were improper. You had a long time, Senator Franken. I'd like to respond.
Okay.
I think I have a...
Well, note that Senator Cruz went 2 minutes over, so I don't want, well, they're going to cut me off, and so I want to ask you some questions.
No, I don't, Mr. Chairman, I don't have to sit in here and listen to his
You're the one who testified.
Charges without having a chance to respond. Give me a break.
Wow. A little frustrated there.
Yeah.
Understandably.
That was Attorney General Jeff Sessions responding to a
Well, he was, Attorney General was way out of line. Senator Al Franken is a very reasonable person.
He is. I want to get
He's
to
a nut.
One last thing. This is chapter two that Fred promised an hour or so ago, and this is this is something that's real important. We were talking about the resignation. I'm sorry. We're talking about the letter that Attorney General help me here.
James Comey, FBI
James
director.
Comey, FBI director James Comey wrote to exonerate Hillary Clinton, and it was written, the letter, remember when he came on TV and did this whole song and dance about how wrong she was, but they weren't going to charge her with anything?
Right.
Well, he apparently had exonerated her months before he even talked to her. And this is interesting. I'm going to go to Tapper's, Jake Tapper. This is number five. CNN, the host at CNN, was Jake Tapper, asked Attorney General, former Attorney General Eric Holder about this. This is what Eric Holder said.
What do you make of him working on this memo in May before he had even interviewed Hillary Clinton? Some of the president's supporters and President Trump himself are suggesting, see, the fix was in. He was never going to go after a criminal.
Well, you know, I mean, assuming the facts are, as you say, you can make determinations about where an investigation is likely to go before you actually speak to the subject of that investigation. That inquiry had been underway for an extended period of time. A lot of resources had been used. A lot of people had been spoken to. A lot of documents had been reviewed. And so you can get to, you know, pretty close to the end of an investigation and understand where you're going to go with it before you actually talk to the subject of the investigation. And my guess is that's probably where Jim Comey was.
Oh, it's okay.
Wow.
That's, you can make a determination before you talk to any of the relevant people.
Here's the thing, and this is clip two. This is Comey in 2016 saying, I had not come to a conclusion on the Hillary Clinton investigation prior to interviewing her.
Director, did you make the decision not to recommend criminal charges relating to classified information before or after Hillary Clinton was interviewed by the FBI on July the 2nd?
After. But if colleagues of ours believe I am lying about when I made this decision, please urge them to contact me privately so we can have a conversation about this. All I can do is tell you again, the decision was made after that because I didn't know what was going to happen in that interview. She maybe lied during the interview in a way we could prove.
So what you got there is you got Eric Holder, the former attorney general, saying that he could have concluded everything without interviewing Hillary Clinton, which is laugh out loud. And then you got James Comey said, no, I didn't conclude everything before I interviewed her. So they're contradicting each other.
Right.
And they're both, they worked together at the time.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, folks, for sharing. Thanks, Steve, for that news. Folks, let me tell you what you were able to accomplish, what we were able to accomplish together.
Together.
As a team.
Without the music.
That's right. $1.6 million and $3,000. $1.6 and $3,000. I don't know if that's right.
We did $13,000 in about 35 minutes.
And thank you, folks. That really makes us happy here.
Amen.
Amen. We appreciate you giving to American Family Radio. We're at almost 8,500 people who've pledged in the last 3 days. And this is the last day of Share-a-thon. We'll wrap this up at 7 o'clock Central tonight. And that'll be it until the spring. That'll be, these 3 days are the only days we ask for your financial help. So, and your prayer support. We appreciate that as well. God bless you. Keep listening to American Family Radio. The music we use here is about up.
Yes.
And news is straight ahead, and then more of AFR Share-a-thon with Janet Mefford and Fred Jackson. We'll see you in a little bit, everybody.